Hello,
I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household works for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television, or no?
No.
Okay,
no.
So now, first of all, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we'll make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time. Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yeah.
Okay, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African-American.
Thank you very much. And also, what is your age, please?
Almost 60.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, I'm very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed in.
Dissatisfied.
Okay. Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Yes.
Is that strongly or somewhat approved?
I would say strongly because I'm a Democrat.
Okay. And now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and favorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Tommy Baldwin. From 0 to 100 to 10. Sammy Baldwin. To 100.
Sammy Baldwin.
0 to 100.
Oh God, that's such a big mm-hmm. I'll just say 100.
Okay. The Republican
Party. That
should
have been a 1 to 10 question.
Okay. Yeah, it's a 0 to 100, the scale in this case, but the Republican Party, from 0 to 100, please.
0.
Okay, J.D. Vance?
J.D. Vance, I don't know what position I've heard of the name. Is he the candidate for vice president?
Yeah, apparently, correct.
Oh, 0. If you ask me anything about a Republican, I'll say 0.
Okay. Thank you so much. Donald Trump?
0. Negative
Project
0.
Project 2025?
0.
Joe
okay,
Biden?
I'm approaching some heavy traffic. How much longer is this?
Oh, we're almost done, man. 30%. Joe Biden?
100.
Democratic Party?
100.
Kamala Harris?
100.
Thank you. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, and independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
I didn't hear the first part of the question. I didn't follow what you said.
I know yes. It's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, and independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote if you are on the side of the state? Thank
Kamala
you.
Harris.
Now I'm going to read you a few short statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president. 5 means
okay.
It's a somewhat
yeah,
convincing
on, hold
reason.
Hold on. Hold on, please. You said this is 30%, so that means this is...
No, we're at 66% now. Yeah, okay. We moved with a few. Yeah, we're 66% almost. No worries, man. I will make sure to hurry up. Yes. From a scale to 0 to 10, exactly, where, you know, 10 means that the statement is very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president, 5 is somewhat convincing reason, and 0, that is not at all convincing reason to support her for president. You may use any number between 0 and 10. While Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans work to repeal Obamacare and eliminate health insurance for millions of Americans, Kamala Harris understands we must do more to ensure every American can afford health care. As Vice President Harris helped reduce the price of insulin to $35 for millions of Americans and helped pass through to give millions more Americans an affordable health insurance without being discriminated against because of pre-existing conditions. From 0 to 10.
0 to 10. That question was so long, I don't even know what you're asking me.
Oh, it's just a statement, 0 to 10, on how convincing you find that statement to vote for Kamala Harris for president.
I would say 10.
Thank you. The next statement is, in November, we have a simple choice, Kamala Harris, the prosecutor, versus Donald Trump, the convicted felon. As District Attorney Kamala Harris stood up for abused women and put sex predators in prison, Donald Trump has been found guilty of sexual assault. Harris represented middle-class homeowners against the big banks, and she won. Trump was taken to court for housing discrimination. Kamala Harris has been taking down criminals like Donald Trump her entire career, and with our support, she'll do it again in November, from 0 to 10. 0 to 10.
10.
This November, we have the historic opportunity to elect Kamala Harris as not just the first woman president, but also the first black woman president. But this election is about more than just her background. This is about moving away from the past and embracing new, more representative leaders focused on winning a better future for all Americans. Voting for Harris really means a chance to turn our country in a new direction and give voice to a new generation that's fighting for change, opportunity, and justice for all in our country that sorely needs it. 0 to 10, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. That question was long, too. I didn't follow it. I'm sorry.
This November, we have the historic opportunity to elect. It's not a question. It's a statement. This November, we have the historic opportunity to elect Kamala Harris as not just the first woman president, but also the first black woman president. But this election is about more than just her background. This is about moving away from the past and embracing new, more representative leaders focused on winning a better future for all Americans. Voting for Harris really means a chance to turn our country in a new direction and give voice to a new generation that's fighting for change, opportunity, and justice for all in a country that sorely needs it. From 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you so very much. Now moving forward. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. It's okay if you didn't. But once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and the Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
And again, once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 is you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
Extremely motivated. You know, it's ridiculous that they have you guys
a number from
0
to
again.
10. A 0 from, yeah, it reinsures it. Yeah. The fuck out of